y'all. Welcome to another episode of Sit Down, Be Humble. My name is Hannah Humble, and I'm the host of this podcast. Welcome. If you're new for the very first time, I am so happy that you're here. I'll do a little introduction, but if you are not new and you know me, welcome. Love you guys. You guys are so awesome. And I'm just really excited to be doing this podcast episode today because I just feel like I have a lot on my mind that I need to just spew off and also give words of wisdom and advice to you guys who are willing to listen, just because there's tons of things that have been happening this past week especially, and I feel like the Lord is telling me a lot of things and I just need to be obedient and talk about it. So if you're new here, my name is Hannah Humble. I am a student studying broadcasting with a journalism minor at Western Kentucky University. So it's like in Bowling Green, Kentucky, like an hour north from Nashville. So it's getting to be a pretty big city. It's a college town for sure. And tons of young people are staying here just because it's such a little college town. And I'm so excited. Like an example is after I film this, I'm going to our local coffee shop called Spencer's Coffee. It's the best. There's multiple locations in Bowling Green, but it's just like a little hometown staple. And it's the best because I have a journalism writing piece that's due on Wednesday and it's Monday and I have not done it yet. And I have known about it for a long time. I just don't know what to write about. It's my personal narrative. I have an overview of it, but I just need to figure out like what I'm doing it on. So that's a little bit of my week. This week has been chaotic. It's been an interesting week to say the least. I'm gonna go more into that, but I'm in a sorority here at Western. I just wanna keep things real. Like this is just a real podcast because we're gonna talk about things that are vulnerable and maybe you don't talk about with your friends or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your family or your parents or your children. Like it's just weird topics or things that maybe you feel alone in, but I promise you, you're never alone in the situations where you may feel like you're alone. You may be lonely, but you're never alone, and that is a promise from God. But also, I want to speak on things and not sugarcoat the truth. This is a Christian-based podcast, like a Jesus podcast. However, it's not all about everything biblical, everything Bible, because I'm not a preacher. I'm not trying to sit here and preach the word of God. Do you preach the gospel? Because I am not a theologian. I think it's the word theologian, but I do love Jesus and I do seek his wisdom in every aspect of my life. And there's tons of fear and anxiety going around and I don't want this to be that. I want this to be the help that's healing you from the anxiety and fear or depression or suicidal thoughts that you're thinking in this moment or this week or this past month or whenever you're listening. If you're listening to it a couple of years down the future, welcome. It's currently 2025 in September. So it's September 22nd. 2025, and I'm glad that you're here. I'm going to talk about why I am a week late in posting this podcast, and a lot of it is going into just the whole premise of what this conversation is going to be about. Satan is trying to silence people. Satan is trying to silence people who are speaking up about Jesus, who are taking ownership of their faith and discovering things that might feel new, that might feel uncomfortable, but the silence is not surprising. So I'm a week late because last week I tried filming a podcast twice and it crashed both times. And then I tried again and then it just, same thing happened. Y'all, the enemy has tried to silence me. The enemy has tried silencing me in my broadcasting area, not just the podcast, but also our news show. Like there's been lots of silencing going on. And again, it's not by people, it's by the Spirit. It's a spiritual thing. I don't understand everything, but John 13:7 says, "You may not understand now what's going on, but you soon will." And that's something that's just really uncomfortable to hear sometimes, but I'm here to give you a little bit of peace in the uncomfortability. Because I think we just realize or we forget that the world is scary, the world is bad and weird and whatever, but we don't have to go through it by ourselves. And just knowing that you're not alone in the things you're thinking about, the things you're struggling with, it just gives you more of a peace of mind. So I'm here to be vulnerable and raw and real. And if you guys have questions or you want to talk to me, please feel free to reach out. This is just a platform where I think I fully believe that the Lord is going to use it to glorify him in every way. But also, if you're not a Christian, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I'm not trying to pressure you or force you anything. This is just my thoughts. And if you're curious about my thoughts, then keep listening because I feel like they're very useful for a lot of reasons. But if you are a Christian, welcome. Everyone belongs here, whether you are or not, whether you grew up a different denomination or your parents aren't Christian or you were raised Christian and you're trying to figure yourself out or you don't like God. But let me tell you, if you don't like God, you don't know the character of God. You just don't like the church. You don't like the God that people seem to make him be, I guess that's kind of weird wording, but Jesus is so good. And I just want to sit here and talk to you about him. But I'm also going to talk about things that are happening in the world, because yes, we live in the world, but we are not of the world. That's what Jesus says. And I've been really struggling with that lately. Just honestly, fear of the unknown. And that's a scary thing to sit in when you're sitting in your thoughts. But then I look back in the Bible and I'm like, well, this is the truth. Like, am I basing it on the truth, or am I basing it on the thoughts that the enemy is giving me? Because the enemy will come to steal, kill, and destroy every single thing that you're doing for your life or for the life of Jesus. And he will silence you. So don't be surprised if that happens. But yeah, you belong here. This is for you. Welcome if you're new. Welcome if you're not new. I love you guys. I'm going to be talking about just the grip on reality. This podcast is going to be a grip on reality. I've said this 3 times already because this is my 4th time filming it, but it's going to work. You guys are going to hear it and it's going to be great. So it's called A Grip on Reality. Let's talk about the world and our place in it, because we are humans. And yes, we have different purposes, different callings, but what do we do when the world feels like it's falling apart or shaking, or nothing feels like you can stand on it anymore? I'm going to be talking about that, because those are all real thoughts, and you should never be shamed for having questions and thoughts, because that's a natural thing. So if you're curious on my wisdom and advice for this and just what I think about certain situations happening right now, feel free to stay. I am so excited to talk about them. It's not a surprise that spiritual warfare is happening a lot more prevalent than it has in a while. Not necessarily more prevalent. I think that's the wrong wording of that. I wouldn't say more prevalent, but I would say we notice it more. And it's not a coincidence at all. I know you guys couldn't listen to the podcast episode that I had filmed, but it was an hour long of just me talking about, you know, the whole situation with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And again, this is not a political platform. I am not here to be a pastor to you. I'm not here to be a political leader or to talk about my political opinions. But at this point, it's spiritual and it's not political. But a little debrief, I guess, on what I was talking about and kind of my thoughts for it in the spiritual realm, and also like the life of someone who lives in so many different aspects of college. You know, I'm in a sorority. I have tons of other friends. I just came back from studying abroad. I'm in broadcasting. I have a podcast. Like, guys, I do so much. And I also love Jesus at the same time, but not every single one of my conversations is about Jesus. You know, it kind of just varies. The Holy Spirit, when you have the Holy Spirit, he'll tell you what to say and when to say it. And sometimes it just means doing normal things and showing people who are in the normal things that Jesus is just in your every mundane aspects of life. With that being said, I'm going to go back to 2 weeks ago and kind of touch on what happened. I'm going to address the elephant in the room. We're not surprised that Charlie Kirk got assassinated, is what I'm going to be talking about. Not the whole podcast, guys. Let's get that right. It's just been a really heavy thing. And I think one of the main reasons is because he was so outspoken about his faith. And as a body of believers, whether you're left-sided, right-sided, independent, Christian, non-Christian, whatever, I'm going to speak for the Christians right now. It doesn't matter what political side you're on. I think that we're feeling it a lot more just because he was a brother in Christ, and he truly just lived out what he said with the love of Jesus. And I'm not saying I agreed with every single political thing he said, but I'm not saying I disagreed with the things he said. I'm staying neutral as a Christian who wants the gospel shared. And I was watching some of his memorial, which is very long, so I could not watch all of it, but I was watching some of the session. Now, remember Erica Kirk, his wife, saying that she forgave him and how much strength and courage that had. So that's going to encourage me a lot into like the new things that are happening in life, because sometimes you have to just go through and sit down and just expect the Lord to come and meet you where you are. Because sometimes you can't do the things that people are expecting you to, but God doesn't have any expectations except for expecting him in the room. We just have to welcome him in. And the thing that happened with Charlie Kirk was demonic. It was very spiritual. But we don't fight against flesh and blood, but by principality, which is what I was going to say right now. So I'm going to open my Bible to Ephesians 6, verse 12. Like I said, this is a Christian-based podcast, so I want things to be based on the Bible, but I'm not going to preach at you. I'm not going to be just constantly, you know, reading the Word of God, just because you can probably get a better theological sounded thing of what's happening in the Bible from someone else. But this is my thoughts on the Bible. But also I do want to structure on Jesus, because everything I do is for him, and I'm done with being silenced. I'm done with silencing myself of just fear and yeah, I'm really excited to talk about like what the Lord has been doing. So this is Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12. It says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of the dark world and against the spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. And then with your belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and then with the feet, what does that say? The feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace, and your shield of faith, and the flaming arrows against the evil one, and the helmet of salvation, and the spirit is the word of God." So this is, that was kind of like a long verse. I read a lot more than I expected to, but I just think it's so prevalent for today. And spiritual warfare is so real. You know, there is so much happening. Sorry, I just feel like I heard a knock at the door. I'm filming this currently in the podcast room of my school. So shout out podcasting and the broadcasting people. I'm so grateful for them. But spiritual warfare is not a coincidence. In the last podcast, I said, I do not be surprised if you're listening to this right now and you feel things very heavily. You feel sad. You feel a spirit of depression or anxiety or loneliness or even suicidal thoughts. Or maybe you're trying to be outspoken about something that you believe in, whether it's faith or speaking up for a friend or a family, of just things that you know you should, and you feel silenced. It's not a surprise. So don't feel angry. Don't feel weary. Don't feel anything, because this is not a surprise. Again, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but by principalities. And it's crazy because I was speaking that into existence and all of a sudden the computer crashed. Well, actually, I guess before that I lost the footage, the audio of the last podcast. We found it. The computer crashed and then there was zero way of getting it back. So we're here and we're just going to speak that Jesus is going to speak through it. But another thing is, if you're feeling super spiritually down, don't be discouraged. Just be in the word and be talking to people and be in community. I kind of grew up telling myself that I didn't need community because all I had was Jesus, and I was totally okay with Jesus. And when I mean community, I mean not friends, because I have always been someone who has had the most friends ever. I've always been everyone's friend and loved hanging out. I don't really like being alone. I'm the most extroverted person ever. I have really bad FOMO, so I spend so many times with friends. But when I say community, I mean like the Christian community, the church. And I grew up in church, but there was someone I would just be like, guys, you don't need church to know God, which is true, because I found my faith, my personal relationship with Jesus, when I didn't have church. However, the community aspect is so important, especially now, more so than ever, I would say, just because the world is so hard to live in. So I can't imagine living in it without Jesus, let alone when you are living in it for Jesus, not having people to talk to about things or to pray with or have them pray with you or for you, or you praying for someone else, because our ultimate goal is to share the gospel with people. And it's a really scary thing when you don't have people encouraging you, because you need encouragement. Yes, you have the encouragement of Jesus and you have the encouragement of the Bible and the word of God and the spiritual things he's telling you in worship, but sometimes you just need a practical person, be like, hey, you need to get out of your own self-pity and you need to start doing something about it, because that's what I needed to do. And the spiritual warfare is real. So the spirit of anxiety, spirit of depression, I'm going to be so completely honest with you guys and just talk about the fear that I have been feeling the past week. And I'm going to harp on this because God has been giving me so much peace. And I think that this peace could probably help you if you are feeling these things or maybe similar things. And this might be for you. Also, I want to apologize if it sounds really echoey in here. I'm in a room that's not like soundproof, and I'm trying to work on using the podcast microphones here and also doing video recording, because I want this to go into a place where people can share it and do these things that isn't just audio. So be watching out for that. I'm really, really excited. But moving on to like the things I was kind of fearful of, and the Lord has been trying to heal me of the fear that I had no idea took over my life more than it did. And it's the fear of the end times. And I'm not going to say this to scare people. Again, this is not a fear invoking thing. This is a peace invoking thing, because I struggle with it and I'm sharing my struggles with maybe you who struggle with it. You can be a Christian struggling with it, and don't be scared. Don't be, I don't know, don't feel guilty for having questions. And also, if you're not a Christian and you have questions about your faith, please, 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 please text me, DM me, do whatever, because I want to help you. Because I know that if I get freaked out about that, you might be feeling the same way times a little bit more. So I woke up this morning and I've been watching a bunch of TikToks of the end times, and not a bunch, not purposefully, because I know that if things are fear invoking, they're probably not of God. They're probably not of Jesus. And I accidentally watched another one, which I need to probably fast TikTok. I've done it multiple times before, but I think it's time for me to do it again, which I'll talk about in a second too, about social media. However, I kind of turned it on and watched more than I should have. And it just provoked so much fear inside of me. And I was like, God, I don't know like why I'm so scared. Like, I know when I come back, or like when you come back, it's gonna be the best thing ever and we're not gonna be scared. But the thing is, like, you don't have to be scared when you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So if you don't have him as your Lord and Savior, please ask questions and just tell him, say, Lord, I know that you are the Son of God, Jesus, and that you are the Lord of my life. And I'm saved by you. Forgive me my sins, and I repent. Literally so simple. Simplest prayer ever, but also, like, that literally gives you into heaven eternity. Like, what are you waiting on? If now, if not now, when? And if not us, who? I was saying that in the broadcasting Bible study. I started leading a broadcasting Bible study last week, and it was really, 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 really good being around people who were in the same boat of life as me and just being like, yo, we are in this together. It's hard. It is dang hard. We don't have to suffer because we already had someone who suffered for us in times like this. But I kind of want to go back to like the spirit of fear. Like, we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I think the whole opening of the Charlie Kirk thing and the girl on the train really just opened my eyes to a fear of death, which sounds kind of crazy. I always tell people when they ask what my biggest fear is, I'm just straight up with them, like, it's actually getting my head chopped off. And they're like, Hannah, what the heck are you even talking about? And I always get the same reaction. It's always, ha ha ha, Hannah, like, what the heck? That's never gonna happen. And then I open Instagram a couple weeks ago and I see a raw, uncensored video of the girl on the train get murdered. And I was like, freaking out. And I was like, well, this just kind of goes into every single thing, like every single fear. And it kind of validated the fears that I had, which, by the way, Jesus doesn't want us to have a fear of death because he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. Again, that's just something I have to keep speaking over myself. So if you struggle with the fear of death, I know I talked to a couple people about it. We don't have to be scared because Jesus is with us. And I think about Stephen in the Bible. And again, guys, I have none of this written down. This is all just speaking from my heart. So if it sounds kind of chaotic, that's why. But I'm not going to apologize for my chaos because you guys probably already know about it. Stephen in the Bible was stoned to death. He was a martyr for Jesus. But it says that his spirit was gone before his body was, which means I fully am so capable in believing that the Lord will take your body away, like take your spirit away and allow him to just... allow us to just be with him before our body's there, because he's such a gracious God. And when you're dying for him, he's going to give you purpose in that. And I think it's Revelation 6. It talks about being martyred for the Lord. It says that they have rewards in heaven that other people don't have. And so that's really encouraging. So if you're scared of that, be encouraged. Also, we don't have to be scared when we have Jesus because he is there. And the end times are scary just in the fact of the unknowns, but also if we had knew everything, we wouldn't have to have faith in something else. And faith, again, I've talked about this, finances, relationships, friendships, school, whatever it is, now it's going toward the end times. For me specifically, it's like, if we knew everything, we wouldn't have to have a God, I don't know, to trust in and have faith in. And faith is so easy until you actually have to have it. So I was talking to my mom about that this morning, and I just like rebuke any fear if you're listening. But going back to the whole Charlie Kirk thing, I walked into my professor's office, and I love her so much. She is one of the best people ever. We both respect each other and our differing beliefs. But I came in and I'm like, hey, being in media right now is so difficult for me. And I'm trying to act like everything's okay because like we have to be the strong people for other people. But I was telling her, I was like, last night I opened my phone and the very first thing I see is an uncensored video of someone getting murdered on a train for no reason. And then I was telling her, she already knows about my fear of death and fear of getting my head chopped off, whatever. I go out and not even a minute later, I get a New York Times notification on my phone that says Charlie Kirk had just been shot. And then 30 minutes later, he had died. And it just invoked a spirit of fear, but also so much peace in knowing that revival is happening because the Lord did not want him to die. However, he's using it for the good because the seeds that he planted and that other people had planted because of him is producing such revival in the spiritual realm of like following Jesus that it's so encouraging. So if you have just felt a burden or like a heaviness in your heart that you haven't been like sharing the good news, just like start out really small. Just tell someone about your faith. Ask someone if they know Jesus, because like Jesus is coming soon. I don't know when soon is. Soon could not be in our lifetime. It could be in our lifetime, but don't freak out by that. Okay. Do not freak out, because we don't know. The Bible says that he's going to be like a thief in the night. No one knows, not even the Son of God. So don't be fearful. Be encouraged. You know, this is such an exciting time. Millions of people are giving their lives to Jesus right now. So if you have a burning urge to go and like share your faith or tell someone or like even ask questions about who he is, like it's totally okay. This is so normal. We created such a negative stigma in religion. This is not religion, guys. This is literally who Jesus is. Jesus came to the earth to break down religion. He flipped the tables against the Pharisees, people who were doing things against the word of God, because of quote unquote religion. Jesus is not religion. He broke down the walls of religion so that we can live in freedom with him. Okay. Jesus broke down the walls of religion so that we could live in complete and perfect freedom with him. Jesus is so good, y'all. He is literally so good. And he doesn't want you to live in fear. Easier said than done, I know, but this is for someone right now. And I'm just really, really excited for it. But I remember thinking, this is insane. Like the spiritual warfare is going crazy, and you can definitely see who the love of Jesus is and where they are. But I'm going back to the social media, because social media is such a good thing, but also a bad thing. So if you feel like you just can't be on it anymore, then don't. It's not doing any good for you if you're just sitting there and taking all these things in. If you watched the video of Charlie Kirk's assassination or the girl on the train, or graphic images of wars or whatever it is, there are so many things that our eyes were never meant to see, that our spirits were never meant to see, because Jesus did not create death, okay? Death came in with Adam and Eve when sin entered the world and Satan just deceived them. But that's what he does. Satan deceives people. He takes the word of God, he takes the truth and flips it and changes the truth just a little bit so that you feel like you're doing the right thing. You think that you're following God and really you're just doing the things of the enemy. And this is, again, not me preaching at you, but this is just harping at what the truth is. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If you feel guilt, if you feel shame, let me tell you, that is not from God. Guilt and shame is not from God. So be encouraged that that's just the enemy reminding you of the things you don't want to be reminded of. When Jesus died on the cross, he knew exactly what you were going to feel shame about or guilt about or anxiety or depression or suicidal thoughts about or hatred or anger. There's so much anger in the world, and I think that's a natural response for things that are happening right now. However, we have to take the high road, and me and my boyfriend Caleb, which I'll have Caleb on here soon because he is very wise in the word, but we were talking and just talking about how it's time to just like rise up. Like, what are we scared of? Who are we trying to impress? Because if we're not impressing Jesus, then what are we doing? Because this is not what I want to be doing. It's kind of a wake-up call. And I know many of my podcasts are unserious, and most of them are, but I just feel like this is a more serious one that needed to be said and talked about, because I'm tired of the enemy silencing us and just getting it in your head of like, guys, this is real. This is reality. But also, you can have fun and follow Jesus at the same time. It's not a separation. It's either Jesus is Lord of your life or he's not. So you have to choose. Is he Lord of your life or is he not Lord of your life? Are you choosing when he is, when he's not? Because that's not him being the Lord of your life. And that's convicting for me, because so many times I idolize things and I'm like, well, I don't have idols because I don't worship, you know, a different gold god. Like, that's not necessarily what idols mean. Like, yes, those were the idols that were back in the day. And some people still use those as idols. Idolization can come in relationships. It can come in friendships. It can come in fear or anxiety or mental health. Guys, I have ADHD. I have very poor mental health sometimes when it comes to getting things done and procrastination and just forgetting things. And I just rebuke it. And it's very real. But also, the Lord is with you even in those times. So I understand. And this is supposed to be a podcast that's supposed to give you peace in this. So I just speak peace right now over you if you have watched any video that has not been for you, that your spirit has not been able to forget about. I just wipe that clean right now in Jesus' name. To whoever's listening, God, you see them, you hear them, you see what they're doing, whether they're standing up or walking around or on a drive in their car, Jesus, whatever they're doing, I just speak life into them in Jesus' name. Social media is a good thing and a bad thing. If it's bad enough where you feel like you have to get off, or it's only filling you with things that are of the world and not of Jesus or not pushing you in the community that you need to be with, maybe start fasting. And fasting is a weird thing, and it's not highly talked about super often. But Jesus fasted, so it's like, are you just taking the Bible out of context because you don't want to fast? Because fasting is never fun, let's be completely honest. If I want to eat, I'm going to eat. Jesus fasted for 40 days, and that I have no idea how he did, because I have fasted. I think the most I fasted is like 5 days maybe of completely no food. Y'all, Jesus is like a Superman. I don't know how the heck he did that. I can't do it, but fasting doesn't necessarily mean fasting food. You can fast social media, and I'm probably going to be doing that with you guys sometime soon just because I think I need it. But also, media is so good at the same time. We were talking about this with our media Bible study, broadcasting Bible study, of like, media is in this lifetime for a reason. And Romans 8:28 says, God works all things out for the good of those who love him. Media is part of that. So if you feel the call or the need to go share the gospel, or not even share the gospel, guys, I mean, that's totally awesome if you want to do that too, but even just share the kindness of the Lord on your social media or things that the Holy Spirit is telling you, but you're too scared, listen, let this be encouraging. I posted a video this morning about communion. I woke up with an urge of like, I'm going to just speak on Mark 14 about what communion is and then show people how I take communion, that it's not a religious thing, but also it's important to practice because that's what Jesus did. We are followers of Jesus. And if Jesus took communion, we're going to take communion. If Jesus fasted, we're going to fast. If Jesus prayed, I want to pray and I want to be like him. It doesn't have to be a boring thing. You're not doing it because you're scared to go to hell. You're doing it because you want to know Jesus on an intimate level. And that's part of it. But I was really scared kind of making this video. I did it and I was feeling perfectly good. I'm like, yes, like people need to see this. And right when I went to go post it, I was like, this hesitation came and I'm like, no, I shouldn't do it. I'm so scared. Like, what are people going to think of me? Like, are people going to unfollow me for this? Are they going to think I'm not fun anymore for this? Like, so many things were coming in my head and just being like, don't post to Hannah, don't post to Hannah, don't post to Hannah, don't post to Hannah. And I was like, okay, this probably means that I'm doing something right. Because doing the hard things for Jesus is obviously the uncommon thing. And saying Jesus loves you over and over and over again is so awesome. But also, like, that doesn't take a whole bunch of faith and stepping out of your comfort zone. But doing something that's scary, maybe doing saying Jesus loves you for the first time is like that for you. Be encouraged, because stepping out of your comfort zone for Jesus is only going to bless you in the kingdom of God. So let that be really encouraging for you. Knowing God and sharing the good news is literally what we're called to do. And it doesn't have to be boring. So the more people that do it, the easier it's going to be and the better it's going to be. But the media now is so awesome in so many ways, because people have voices that they didn't have back then. And again, the enemy will try silencing you and your voice in the media. I've dealt with that this week more so than ever. It's been really discouraging, but also I've felt so much peace, y'all. I have been anchoring for a sports show here for 2 years and have put in so many hours and I didn't get an anchor spot. And it's not any people's fault. It's not my fault. It's just the Lord shutting a door. And also the enemy trying to silence me, but you won't be silenced. If you're doing it for the Lord, you just gotta push through it. And sometimes it takes a little bit of pushback. When people are silencing you, sometimes you'll lose friends, sometimes you'll be silenced, sometimes it's whatever it is. Be encouraged that you are never alone, and you don't have to walk alone in this, and it's just, everything works out for the good of those who love him. It's Romans 8:28. Again, use your media for good. If it's scary, it means you're doing something right. My challenge for you would be to take a step of faith. Because if not us, who? If not us, who? Guys, you might not feel qualified. You probably don't feel qualified. I don't feel super qualified all the time. God doesn't use qualified people, okay? He doesn't use qualified people. He just qualifies people who are willing to say yes to him. So many people are terrified of doing it because they use the fear of not being qualified in order to keep them from doing it. But don't let the fear of anything stop you from doing what you know you're supposed to. God's not looking for someone who's like powerful or knows the right things to say, because no one does. We are not God. We can't be God. We can't be perfect. Anyone who says they're perfect is literally not real. Like, hello, we are all sinners. God is just looking for a simple yes. And sometimes a yes is scary, and making all these excuses and sitting in self-pity is just keeping us from furthering the kingdom of God, because you are the person, if you're sitting here right now and you're a Christian, you are the person who is in charge of planting seeds. Because so many people around us, especially in America, I know there's people all over the world who listen to this, and it's prevalent there. They know that it's like, we take Christianity in America like for granted so many times. But I'm speaking for those who are in America right now, the word of God is so powerful, and so many people have no idea about it. I grew up in the South. I was born in Tennessee, and I was raised in Kentucky, and I just kind of assumed my whole life that everyone knew who Jesus was. Everyone knew the gospel. Everyone had the Holy Spirit. Guys, it is so not true. I can tell you that majority of people I walk by every single day have heard Jesus. They've heard the name of God. They hear the bad things, but they have no idea who he is. And it's our job, because if not us, who? And if not now, when? We have to start now. It's not a negative thing. I promise you, you are not missing out if you start following the Lord. Promise you. It is so, so awesome to sit in the peace of God, because I would much rather sit one day in the peace of God than 1,000 days on earth that are like the best days, but without God, because that's just like who he is. And it's not a scary thing. It's not a weird thing. It's not a political thing. If you're scared of politics, again, y'all, I am in media. I'm a media student. I'm a broadcast journalism student. Media is what you see online. Media is what you see on TV, and you're like, oh, he's stupid journalists, he's stupid reporters. Yep, that's me, guys. That's, hello, I'm here. And the thing is unfortunately, a lot of this stuff is reality, especially being around media all the time. That's why I was telling my professor, like, it's so difficult being in this situation, but we need people who love Jesus in the mundane. We need normal people in normal jobs sharing the gospel. You don't have to be a pastor. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a minister by law. I'm not a reverend. I'm not the most anointed person ever, but the Lord will use your simple yes to share the gospel with other people. And sometimes sharing the gospel is just showing other people the love of Jesus. The Bible also says that you know someone's character, you know if they're believers in Christ by their fruit. If you're wondering what the fruit means, it doesn't mean literal fruit. I mean, yes, it sounds really good. I could literally use like a bag of, not use, I could chomp down on like 2 big crates of raspberries right now if they're sitting right in front of my face. That sounds so good, actually. I really want that. But the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. All things that are characteristics of God. Jesus shines all of those, but the thing is you have those available and offered supernaturally if you ask for them. How many times do we sit there and pray and ask God for things, or not even, that's not the question I'm asking actually, let's rewind. How many times do we tell other people we want things, or we tell ourselves we want things, we tell ourselves that we're gonna pray for these things, we want these things to happen? How many times do we actually do it? Do we sit and do we ask God for what we want? Or do we just kind of expect him to know our thoughts and do what we want when we want it? I can tell you right now, that's me a lot of times. And then he will humble me so fast and be like, Hannah, you have not even asked me. I think it's in Philippians 4. It says, let me look up. I'm going to look up Philippians 4. I think it's after this. I think it's Philippians 4, 6. Let's look. My Bible looks like a childhood kindergarten thing. Oh, yep, okay. It says, Philippians 4, 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Y'all, I love the Holy Spirit. He'll remind me of words and verses. Our pastor this weekend at City Light, his name's Brennan Washington. If you listen to anything, I don't know, not listening. Never mind, I'm rewinding, guys. My voice is like literally like crazy right now. Brennan was talking about this weekend about how we just have to, wait, where am I getting with this? I can't even tell you what I'm getting with this. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit will remind you of things when you actually know the Word of God. So when you start reading the Bible, the Holy Spirit will remind you the promises and the words that he has spoken through the Word of God, but you have to read it in order to know. If you don't have a Bible, hit me up. I will help you get one. If you want to know how to start reading the Bible, hit me up. I'll probably put a questionnaire on my podcast soon about what topics you want to listen to, what questions you have, because I also want to be practical. Because yes, like everything is spiritual, but at the same time, like we live in a world that is super practical, and I'm not going to sugarcoat things and tell you how to do it. I'm also not going to tell you that every conversation I have is about Jesus, because that's also not true. People see the fruit based on what you do, and you'll be reminded of little things like, oh my gosh, that verse is so good. But also that verse being said, with everything all your anxieties, all your depression, all your suicidal thoughts, all your struggles or worries or friendships or relationships or whatever it is, y'all, finances, college, school, sports, I don't know. You fill in the blank, you know exactly what it is for you. In all things, through prayer and petition, present your requests to the Lord. Make known your requests and prayers to the God who sees you and has created you and wants to do things for you. He wants to help you. He's not a God sitting there waiting for your downfall, praying on your downfall. He is a God who intercedes for you on your behalf. You have to ask him. He knows what you want. He knows exactly what you want. He knows exactly what you need. He has put those desires in your heart for a reason. However, he wants you to ask him for it. So if you're praying for something, pray for it. If you're praying for courage to share the word of God or to maybe have a friend who you know is like not a believer or know that they have questions or stick up for your faith or stick up for your views or stick up for the women around you or the men around you. I am a feminist to a degree. I think I love talking about feminism because I'm not the today's world of feminism. I am a feminist in the fact that Jesus was the very first feminist. God was the very first feminist. He would send women when they had their periods. I saw this video. It was so awesome. God in the Old Testament, I would read it and I'd be like, what the actual heck? Like, what the actual heck is going on? Like, did God hate women? Absolutely not. Now that I'm understanding it, I'm like, yes, thanks God. Like, you're such a good father. He's such a girl dad. So I'm sorry if you're a boy listening to this right now. He's also a son dad, a boy dad, I guess. But I just see him as a girl dad because I'm a girl who loves to have a father figure. And Jesus is a father figure. But in the Old Testament, it talks about how when women would be on their periods, God would send them to tents far away, away from their families, and they would all be in community together as women. And I would imagine them just eating and talking about things and being with their children and braiding their hair and all the things. I'm like, you know, honestly, yes, let's do that. That would be so nice. But also I'm a feminist in the way of Jesus uses women and men, of course, but I'm speaking to women now. Jesus uses women in so many ways for his glory. If you think about all the women in the Old Testament, I've made podcasts on women before of the Bible, but Adam and Eve. Eve was there. Adam couldn't be complete unless Eve was there with him. So there's the first one. I love the story of Deborah. It's in Judges, and she was a judge. Y'all, a woman judge in the Old Testament, probably you've never heard of that because it's not a talked about thing. Because also, I think that a lot of modern day churches hate women in so many ways, but I'm not a woman hater. I'm a woman lover because God is a woman lover. And if you don't love women, if you don't think women have a voice, maybe you should check yourself in who God is. Maybe you should check your relationship with Jesus because I promise you Jesus would be on the woman's side other than yours. LOL, sorry, there's that. I'm very passionate about it because when the enemy silences women especially, it's an attack on the Lord because the Lord loves women, the Lord loves their voices. Actually, the gospel wouldn't be a thing if Martha and Mary, was it Mary? Martha and Mary? I can't remember. Mary Magdalene and I think Martha. Anywho, I'll have to check or maybe it's Mary. I don't know. They're the very first people who shared the gospel. The good news of Jesus is that he wasn't in the grave. He used them. He used Mary, or God used Mary, to birth the Messiah. And she was like about 15 years old historically. Literally insane. So crazy. Ruth, Esther. Esther was a queen, and she used them to just deliver people. Oh, I'm going back to Deborah. Deborah was a judge, and she went into war and killed the main person, the main head of the other enemy. Literally insane. So crazy. So awesome. Leah, Rachel, literally all of them. Guys, it's just so cool. So don't feel silenced. I love talking about women. I don't know where the heck I got to this. Anywho, this is what I'm saying. Jesus loves women and Jesus loves men too. So don't get it wrong. He loves us all the same. But again, don't be silenced by the enemy. The enemy will silence you, especially right now. I know it's a serious topic. It needs to be said. I'm not scared of saying it. I'm not scared of hurting people's feelings because who am I living for? Who are you living for? If you're listening right now, who are you living for? Who are you trying to impress? Because if you're trying to impress someone that's not of God, they're not for you. Period. Point blank, period. It's not political. Politics, being in politics is scary sometimes, especially if you're listening in America or if you're listening in Great Britain or literally anywhere with a political system. In America specifically, everything is political. Everything is left, right, this, left, right, that. No one cares at this point. that's a man-made thing. Time is a man-made thing. Politics are a man-made thing. The only thing that's not man-made is the spiritual realm, and that's who Jesus is. So it's not political. So maybe find your purpose and not the politics of it, but using your faith and the truth and your morality to maybe influence the way that you think, influence the way that you vote, influence the way that you do this and that. Again, that's just my personal opinions. There is a shift in the atmosphere. I'm speaking this because if you're listening right now, you're probably listening wondering, hey, what's going to happen next? What's our role in this? What is my next step? Your next step is, if you don't know Jesus, accept him as your Lord and Savior, or ask questions. I know if you're listening right now and if you're not a Christian, you are asking like, well, how the heck do I do this? I don't understand the peace that other people feel even in the worst circumstances. It won't make sense. But that's the thing about God. Sometimes he does things and I feel supernatural peace and I'm like, what the heck is going on? I have no idea. When my mom was in the hospital, she had COVID really bad and was in a coma for a couple months and was on a ventilator and was on ECMO, completely unconscious. And I had so much peace that didn't make any sense. And that's just an example of it. It's like God can use so many circumstances for the good of him. You just have to let him. But I kind of wanted to pull up like my ministry thoughts that I wrote down, and this was on September 11th. So this was 2 days. Was it the day? No, it was the day after Charlie Kirk was murdered. So this was September 11th. I said, ministry thoughts. Charlie Kirk was murdered yesterday, and people who love Jesus feel it strongly because he was a brother in Christ. I feel like there will be a shift in the atmosphere and the spirit, and something will change. I said, Ava Granzo and I will be a team. This is just my personal notes. Me and my friend Ava do a Bible study. And just talking about how the Lord is preparing us for something big. Not just me and Ava, obviously, but just the body of Christ as a whole. This is speaking to you right now if you're a Christian. The Lord is preparing something big. I'm not sure yet, but I need to stay into prayer. And I had other things. And this is called Spirit is Working. Guys, I use my notes app a lot and my voice memos because sometimes I don't know how to put my words out or where to put my words out. And I don't have a pen and paper handy with me all the time. So I use my notes app and my voice memos. So this is a separate one. Again, September 11th, but different time. It says Spirit is Working. I pray in Jesus' name for the people who don't have a relationship with him in their walk. I pray the Holy Spirit is evident. I pray for a softened heart over them, and I bind the spirit of religion. I just feel like there's such a, still a prevalent spirit of religion, but it will be released in Jesus' name. There are so many people who need Jesus and crave Jesus and want Jesus, and it's time for us to be the people shifting. We are in the middle of revival. I don't know what you expect revival to look like, but I'm telling you, revival is occurring. It's present, and it's happening. And if you want to be a part of it, now's your chance. You have to. Just say yes, guys. It's not scary once you're actually in it. I think the anticipation of doing something new is always the worst part about it. Uncomfortability produces growth. I harp on this every single time, but it's so true. Being uncomfortable is never fun, but being uncomfortable helps you grow in ways that other people aren't doing because most people are totally okay with staying comfortable. Again, comfortability is the easy way out, but we are not called to live the easy way out. God will bless you when you're not doing that. The community will bless you when you're not doing that. You will find a better sense of community. You won't feel alone in your thoughts because you can be surrounded by people all the time and do all the things you want, get all the things you want, have all the money in the world, have the best relationship ever. It's not going to satisfy you unless you have Jesus. That is a promise. You will not be satisfied unless you are fully satisfied in Jesus. We don't have a spirit of fear, though, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We do not have a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I'm trying to think of which one that is. I don't know if that's Deuteronomy or whatever. I'll look up that later. You guys can hear my Bible doing it. But we have, like, we are leaders. And again, if not us, who? We are leaders, but we shouldn't fear about the future. We shouldn't fear about the things that's coming now because... Oh gosh, Holy Spirit, give me the verse that talks about don't worry for tomorrow because tomorrow holds its own worries. Just take it day by day, guys. Ecclesiastes 3 says there's a time for everything, a time for mourning, a time for weeping, a time for dancing, a time for sorrowfulness. Guys, Jesus wept, and people take that out of context all the time. Yes, Jesus wept, guys. He was a guy full of emotions. If you don't have emotions, I rebuke that because Jesus wants you to have emotions because he had them too. But the thing that separates Jesus from us is that he didn't stay in his self-pity. He didn't stay in the emotional part of weeping or sadness or grief. You can sit in it for a little bit, but also nothing's going to change unless you do something to change it. And that's why we are leaders. Christians are leaders, and people notice the things you do a lot more than you probably think. And it's for you. This is not excluding a single person. This is not saying only if you have done this, this, this in your life. Only if you have not done this certain sin. Only if you don't drink. Only if you don't have sex. Only if you haven't practiced another religion. Only if you have questions. Like, these don't exclude anyone from a single thing, because Jesus didn't say the Bible is for everyone except these people. The Lord didn't die for certain people and not others. The Lord died for every single person on this world, but we have to accept the love that he's offering us, because I promise you the love that he's offering us is better than any other love you will ever experience. It's time to step out. It's time to do things for the Lord, and he knows the desires of your hearts. He's going to give it to you, and I promise you it's so much better when you actually say yes to him instead of doing the things that may feel good or give you satisfaction for a little bit. But that's kind of it. It's kind of a serious conversation, and I apologize for that. But again, I feel like this is what needed to be said, and it's kind of taking a grip on reality and the seriousness of it. I'll have other people on for less serious things, and I'm going to ask questions on what you want to hear, what questions you have, what topics you want me to talk about, because I'm done with, I mean, I feel like I've always kind of not really cared what people think, but it does get to you sometimes. You don't realize how much it bothers you when other people say things behind your back or to your face, or you get excluded from things, or people aren't calling out the good that you know you have. Be encouraged that it's not a coincidence and you're not alone in any of those thoughts. But I want this platform to be a place where you know you can come and feel less lonely and understand why you are the way you are, why you're thinking the way you're thinking, but also knowing, like, you don't have to go through it by yourself. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. If you don't follow my socials, go follow them. It's at HannahLizHumble is my personal account, and then at SitDownBeHumblePod is my podcast account. That's where I'm going to be posting the content from the podcast, as well as just asking questions. Tell me things you want to hear. I am a very personable person. I promise you, if you listen to me and you don't know who I am in person, if you come up to me, I will be the exact same person that I am without. So come up. Text me, DM me, call me, ask me for coffee. I will sit down and talk and just allow you to feel the peace of God and the presence of God. Or just if you have questions that have nothing to do with Jesus, I want to answer them and I want to talk to you about things. Because again, we live in this world, but we aren't of the world. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know it was a very serious thing, and it's a week later. I'm going to be more consistent, but sometimes the enemy is just does everything in his power to silence us, but it's not going to work. Because we have overcome the world because Jesus has. But thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.